Welcome back, everyone. So we're going to discuss the topic of love in the third section. Again, part of the exercise was to see how these three topics are interrelated. So if we can also, during the comments and course of the discussion, mention how love relates, again, back to light and love and light, which we've been doing, I encourage that to be done ongoingly. We're going to read a few passages. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 initially. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. And first part of verse 14, we know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. Verse 16, which we read in the first session also, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Then we move to verse chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth God. I'm sorry. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. We may wish to touch on verses 12 through 19, but I'll jump for now to verse 20. Verse 20 through chapter 5, verse 3. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loves his brother also. Chapter 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and every one that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. I'd like to point out one of the key verses, I would say, is chapter 4, verse 18, which I didn't read, but again, we may want to touch on it. It says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Furthermore, we are to love not just in word, but in deed and in truth. We've been speaking about the nature of God, and one of the aspects of the nature of God is that he is love. And being born of God, we partake of that nature. One way to give evidence that we are born of God and know God is when we show love to our brethren. And converse is true also, that if we do not love our brethren, it shows that we really do not know God and are strangers to him. And the love that we're speaking about is not mere affection that's in the world, but it's a true love that comes from God. Just three ways or aspects of love, you might say. In the beginning, we talk about God's love shown toward us. So we see love manifested toward us. Then in verses 12 and 13, it speaks of his love perfected in us. And then later in the chapter, it speaks of his love being with us. So it's one aspect that we may want to look into. You might say the love that is perfected in us brings the thought of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. So his love really remains very deeply in us. And later, when he speaks of love with us, it also brings the thought that perfect love casteth out fear. Because his love is with us, not only now, but for the eternity, we have no fear of the future, because his love remains with us. So may these few thoughts encourage us and direct us looking at the love of God.
Brought up in the last meeting about the prodigal in Luke 15. And the prodigal, before his return in his heart back to the Father, didn't know the Father, didn't understand the Father, didn't know his love. And therefore, he thought he could find some satisfaction in his life out in another country, squandering his goods. But it's amazing that when his heart was broken, realized the folly and foolishness of his own way and returned to his heart, at least, in that direction of the Father's house, the Father meets him before ever he gets there. And that shows the deep depth of the love of the Father for that one. And the Father doesn't say to him, well, you can be a servant in my house. That's what the son thought. No, he says, I want you to come in and enjoy all the blessedness and the privilege and the joy and the nearness of the Son. And so isn't that what we get here? It's that the Father's heart is so large, and His holy demands have been totally satisfied by the work of Christ on the cross, and He brings us into all the nearness and the intimacy of sonship. As His beloved Son, we are accepted in the beloved.